And I stuck with all day. I'm like my brother. Thank Lord, is there somebody else that needs to preach tonight? Not me. I'm the least of all the least. Throughout this country, it's the preachers that God called. But God did call me. Even back to the hotel room back there, I was telling my wife, I said, honey, I don't think I'm supposed to preach tonight. You know what my baby said? Preach.
Amen.
Amen. Then I got to struggling with what? Well, Lord, where am I going? What am I going to preach? Going to be a little unusual tonight. It ain't going to be normal. So I said, Lord, show me where to go. I know we got folks in the midst of us never been saved. Lord, that's good. Need to preach the word. Then I think about my life and back through the struggles and things and how Satan attacked me along the years back since I got saved in 88. And how his job is yet today to steal, kill, and destroy. He's after the man of God that's on the firing line. He's not worried about you if you ain't doing nothing for God. I don't care how saved you are.
That's right.
If you're not on the mission field for the glory of God, he's not worried about you one bit. He's not going to bother you. But I'm going to tell you, my friend, if you're out preaching the word of God, you're out ministering to the lost and dying world, he's after you. He's after you. He wants to stop you at all cost. He'll pull his tackle box out and he'll throw everything he can at you. You ain't no preacher. You're not preaching like that man over there preaches. I'm glad that Bible says, do I now persuade man or God? For if I get pleasing unto man, I cannot be the servant of Christ. I'm not here to fit in with no preacher, not trying to fit in with nobody else. I am what I am by the grace of God and only that. So therefore, it's going to be a little different tonight. I thought about along the way, you know, in my preaching years and being in prison 22 years after the Lord had found me there and saved me. And I'm telling you, I went through some dark valleys as a born-again believer and all the struggles and the things, and Satan done everything he could to destroy me. He didn't want me to be here tonight, and I don't know where your life's at. I don't know what kind of struggles you may be going through. You may be right there to Satan, right on the edge of committing suicide. You say, not me. You don't know what's in the background and how Satan works in people's minds and how he gets in and tell you how no good you are. We have to remind him sometime that he's a liar and the father of it. So if you would, turn your Bibles. I told you it's going to be a little different. I'm just going to mind. I didn't want to preach. I didn't want to preach tonight. I didn't. And then what God wound up giving me, I say, Lord, are you sure? He said, that's what I want, son. You preach what I tell you to. It's not you, it's me. And so turn your Bibles, if you would, to Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah 43. I'm going to tell you, the reason I know this right here is because simply I've been there. I've been right there on the edge, my friend. I know nobody else has. Maybe I'm just preaching to me tonight, but I'm going to receive it from the Lord Jesus Christ and go on anyway. The Bible here in Isaiah 43 and verse 1 and 2, the Bible says, but now this saith the Lord that created thee. Now remember last night we said over there in verse 7, it said, even everyone that's called by my name, I have created him for my glory. Satan don't like that, my friend, that you was created for the glory of God. I've created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. For I have redeemed thee. Woo! I have called thee by the name, by thy name, thou art mine. Glory to God, sometimes I have to let Satan know, I don't belong to you no more. I've got a new father, amen. His name is Jesus. Now here in verse 2, I want you to recognize there's Twice in this one verse that God said, listen to me if you would please. I want to help you. And so he went on to tell them there. He said, when? That's the verse I want to look at. That's the word that I want to look at. And when God says something twice in one verse, he's telling you, if you'll listen to me, I'll help you a little bit right here. And so he said, when thou passest through the waters, I know here what I want to get. I will be with thee. I, brother, was just preaching. Go over to God. And but God, hey, to all the times and troubles he went to and the defeats along the way, the Lord Jesus Christ said, I will be with thee. God's goal is to save every sinner. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises. But I'm, glory to God, I'm glad that he said, I'm long suffering, not willing that any should pass, because I look at my life, I deserved hell. If anybody on the face of earth ever deserved hell, Robert Gibson did. But he went on, he said, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. And here he says, when again? He said, when thou passest, when I go walking through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle up on thee. God, just for a few moments, Lord, take these, again, these old rotten, stinking lips of clay, God, that you reached out one day and formed, God, from the dust of the ground, for thy glory. God, anoint them afresh. I know it's a little different tonight, Lord, but I'm depending upon you. For it's in your precious name I pray and I ask these things. Amen. I remember the Israelites there. They got there. They was troubled. They kept on going, and we need manna. We need this quail, and God took care of them. And I remember they got out there against the sea, and Pharaoh's army was behind them there. And they got mad there, and they thought, right here, you brought me all the way to this point. I don't know about you, but there's been times being a preacher and being in the ministry for all these years, I felt like, God, you brought me all the way to this point. And then here I am discouraged. I feel like darkness has come my way. I feel like, God, you're not even using these lips of clay. I feel like there's nobody that really cares. I go back to the blessed backbook. I shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I go back and I say, God, you said, when thou passest through the waters, I will. God, are you a liar? He said, I will be with thee. And I remember it like they got there. They thought they was going to die there at the sea. And they got out there, and what did God do? I don't know where you're at in your life tonight. I don't know how Satan's attacking you, how discouraged you may be, Christian friend. I want you to know that God is with you. Amen. It don't make no difference. It's going to get a little deeper, amen. And it went on. They thought he was going to die there at the sea. I look at my own life. There in prison, I deserved it all. Every 36 years that I've done there. And I'm telling you, preaching in prison sometimes is not easy. Hey, glory to God, leaving that old life, getting into a new life for the glory of God. There's some things, my friend, if you're really born again, you're going to put it off. I struggled. Satan said, why don't you just kill yourself? Now hold on now, I know you ain't been there. I know you ain't been there. I've been in some of the darkest, coldest cells along the way.
Yes, sir.
Can I say that when I was laying dead on the steel, that the Lord Jesus Christ promises still came true.
Yes.
Right there you said, now what are you talking about? I don't know why God's taking me this way tonight. You may be here tonight. You may have a son, a daughter, maybe a friend. It may be yourself. Nobody else knows about your life but God. But you're right there on that edge of saying why he will live. Maybe you're contemplating going back home. Just blowing your brain. I know ain't nobody else been there. Just told, maybe I'm just preaching to me. And maybe don't make that. I know, hey, I've met a good preacher friend of mine along the years. How many, glory to God, he preached with power and might. Satan came against him one day. He blew his brain out. He said he's on his way to hell. Not be born again.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey. That's right. He didn't say blow your brain. I don't suggest that. That's not what I'm suggesting. Lord, don't get me wrong. Don't blow your brain out. Lord, they'll catch me and take me back to prison. That's not even what I'm saying. What I'm saying is sometimes it gets dark. And in marriages and relationships and things of life within itself. Hey, I hate more than anything for me and my wife to disagree on something. It just quenches me. I love my wife with all my heart. But boy, when we're not seeing eye to eye, boy, I'm not happy. But you know the old saying, if mama not happy, ain't nobody happy. I try to back up and see where I went wrong and fix that thing. Amen. Let me go back just a little bit. He said, I will be with thee. There in prison, I was there and locked up and all those things. Got born again. And I'm going to tell you, look here. I got on fire and line to the glory of God. We was out working out in the community building habitat houses. $3-4 million churches and stuff like that right there. And out there, I was out there, boy, everybody I seen. I want to tell them there's a man named Jesus that loved them. And that my boss was lost and done. He hated it. When I was willing to talk to people at lunchtime, they would talk about everything, godly thing you can imagine. But my goal was to get somebody, if it was the pastor, if it was the deacon, if it was the man that answered the door of the church or house, I wanted to know if he was going to heaven.
Amen.
Amen. My boss hated that. Boy, he called me up on the bus. And he said, Robert Gibson, we're not out here. You're out there telling them folks. I said, listen. He said, show that blessing to me. Well, you ain't got no business out there witnessing and everything these people. Now I don't want to hear what you have to say. I said, boss, you know who I was. You know what God's done for me. You know I quit doing the things I used to do. He said, on our job, you'll not be witnessing to nobody. Can you imagine how that discouraged me as a young preacher? I'm telling you, I'm thinking, man, I was shooting, I was taking lives, I was doing all these ungodly things, and now I've got a man to tell me that I can't tell nobody about this Jesus that came by my way and saved my soul. And there was folks bringing their children out to the job for me to talk to and stuff. And my boss called me in there, boy, he ring me up one side down the other. I said, okay. I went back to the book. I said, God, give me something. This don't make sense to me. I'm so discouraged. And God, I just want to throw the towel in. Just quit, Lord. He brought me back. Listen, if you can just go back to God, that's why it's so important to hide thy word in thine heart. I go back to God and I said, Lord, you said, hey. Well, boy, he didn't say you wouldn't go through some things. He didn't say it wouldn't get dark sometimes. He said, but hey, that way up on the Lord, I have no patience. I have none. But I go back to the book. He said, they that way up on the Lord. Boy, there's a promise right there. He said, they that way up on the Lord shall renew their strength. He knew right where I was at, my weakness and what was bothering me, what was tearing me down. And I said, God, you said you would renew my strength. I'm down. I'm discouraged. Yeah. It felt like you're a million miles away. And I'm doing your work. I was troubled. Nahum 1:7 says this. The Lord is good.
Amen.
When is he good, Brother Robert? The Lord is good. A stronghold in. In the day of trouble. Right there in the midst of your dark storm. God, honey, you might not be able to comfort me. I know you would. Preacher, you might not be able to comfort me with your word, but I go back to God. You said,
hallelujah.
a little deeper.
Yeah.
I don't know where your life's at. I don't know who this is for. Maybe it's just for me.
Come on.
I'm going to receive it.
Come on.
He got on down here, and you remember the Hebrew children, Meshach, Reshach, and Abednego, all them folks right there, them three. I ain't never got them names down right, but you know who I'm talking about. He got down there. He told them up in the furnace. Uh-huh. Hey, it got hot.
Yeah.
You know what, my friend, sometimes as a Christian, it's going to get hot.
Yeah.
It's going to get discouraging. It's going to get dark. Brother Satan don't want you to keep on preaching. He don't want you to get the word that he made you the way he made you. He gave you the words that you preach the word. Glory to God. He'll stop you if he can. He'll use whatever it takes. He'll come against what you love the most on this side.
Yes, sir.
You say, well, what do you love the most? If it's a car, if it's a home, if it's a wife, then hold on. Let me go ahead. I like that book. Hey, amen. I'm going to go ahead and cover this with scripture instead of just throwing the opinion out.
Come on.
Bible says if any man would come after me, hate not his father, his mother,
amen,
his brother, his wife, his sister, his children, yeah, and his whole life also.
Amen.
Now hold on. I didn't understand that scripture when I first got a hold of it.
Yeah.
I said, I don't hate my wife. I don't hate my dad. I don't hate my family. I love my family. Uh-uh, that's not what God said. He said, if you'll take care of my business,
uh-huh,
I'll take care of your wife.
Yeah.
I'll take care of your children.
Yes, he did.
I'll take care of your mama.
Uh-huh.
I'll take care of your daddy. There I was, going through that storm. These men was in there. They didn't went ahead. They didn't bow down. Got in there. You know, when the king come out there, I don't know what storm you're in, but you know when the king come out there and looked down in that fire, he said, I see a fourth man.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
That's my daddy.
Yeah.
I see a fourth man. And he looks like the Son of God. That's the man I trust in.
Yeah.
He's going to bring me through this storm.
God.
I want to go on right here just a little bit. I'm about through. I wasn't supposed to preach. I wasn't. I mean, I thought it, honey. Then I said, I'm not going to preach tonight. And then, boy, when God gave me this, I'm thinking, man, ain't no way this ain't going to land real good. I'm going to preach it anyway. Went on right there. I was going to give you this. This man over in prison that came against me. We get out on the job, and boy, he came against me to all no end. And I'd be honest with you, I thought about one day we was working on a job. I know you ain't never been discouraged like this. We was working on a job there, and a man brought his son out and we talked to him. We talked and prayed. Well, my boss called me to the side and he ringed me out. I'm going to be honest with you, I got so discouraged about, God, I'm working for you. God, this is for you, it's not me, God. You're doing this. You know why I'm doing what I'm doing. You know what I thought about? These them big tractor trailers riding down the road down through there. I said, boy, I'll just go down there and just dive out in front of one and dive right there. I don't know who this is for.
Come on.
I know I'm getting some help.
Go ahead.
Don't you think, my friend, the Satan means to steal, kill, and destroy you.
Right.
He wants to tear you down.
Right.
Got down there, I didn't do it. I thought about it though. If I took my coat off, pulled my sleeves up on my coat, on my loins, I ain't looking for no pity party.
Right.
God's got a plan.
Yes, sir.
I pulled my coat off, pulled my sleeves up. I lay there in an old prison bunk. And I think, God, just don't make a lick of your love, God, your grace, your mercy, everything about you. God, it seems like it's just gone. I'm all by myself. I don't know where I should say this now. I know y'all folks.
Come on.
You think that he's weak, but don't try me. I started doing what I started doing. I said, I don't want to live. I'm ready to go on. So I got me a razor blade and I cut my wrist. A guard came by, an old sinner guard came by, seen me bleeding, didn't care, and I didn't care either. He said, you really don't want to kill yourself. You'll cut your wrist this way and down this way. That'll end your life. And I ain't looking for no pity party. I ain't looking for one. I know everybody else in here right except me, but here's the thing. Satan attacked me to kill me. He didn't like what I was doing. I said, Hope, is that the way you do it? I ripped this one this way. I ripped it that way. I'm going to go back to the
God.
I know you think, man, that guy's a nut. You don't see me before I met Jesus. Ain't nothing wrong with being a nut screwed on the right boat. Amen. Nothing wrong with being a nut screwed on the right boat. My friend, when my life turned around for the glory of God, the nut I was back then, it went in a total direction. I became a nut for Jesus. Paul said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel. For it is the power, it's your power anyway. For I'm not saying the gospel, but it's the power of God unto salvation to the Jew first and also the Greek. It's not our power. It is our duty to take the word of God out into a lost and dying world. Don't you think that Satan won't attack you and get you to try to quit. He'll get you to do whatever it takes. May not be to cut your wrist, cut your throat, or blow your brains out, but he'll do whatever it takes to discourage you and pull you down. Can I encourage you to get you some scripture in your heart?
Yeah. That's right.
That you can go back and remind God.
Yeah.
Hey, I know there's some in here. You've been there. You may not have done it the way I done it, but here I am years later. That old guard got me there. You know what happened to him? He got very sick. And while he was gone, I said, I'll get off of his crew. And when he comes back, I won't have to put up with that no more. When this guard came back, you know what he done? He made him put me right back on his crew. But here's the thing about what God does. When that man got sick, I didn't start to say, that's what he ought to get. Man, thank God for getting off. I began to pray for that man.
That's right.
I prayed for my enemy. That's Bible, amen.
Yeah, it is.
I began to pray for him. 6 months later, this man came back. When he come back, I could see it before all. Boy, those are the countless about God's people, ain't they? But when somebody meets Jesus, you see them one time, and you see them coming again, there'll be an countless about them. You'll be saying, boy, he run into a happy hour or something. Now, there's something different about that man. There's something different. You ought to be peculiar.
Right.
That means different than what the world is. That man came walking down through there and I seen him. I knew what God had already done. I'd been praying. Boy, here he come. I said, go ahead. He said, you already know what happened. I said, you tell it, my friend. I ain't going to tell you. You know what happened. I said, you go ahead and tell it, my friend. You didn't change them, are you? No, I said, you know what happened to me. I said, go ahead and tell it, brother. I said, that old man you was trying to introduce me to. I met him over at the hospital. Seemed like I was on my deathbed, but I didn't call on him because I was dying. I called on him because he showed me I'm just an old sinner in need of a Savior like you was trying to tell me. God saved that guard. And I said, boy, now when we go out on the job, I can witness the folks, can't I? He said, now don't push it. Don't push it. Don't push it. I want to say to you this evening, God will see you through his darkest hour. He'll be right there with you. Maybe I'm the only one that's went through some dark things like that, but I know better. I know having relationships and marriages and in life within itself, Satan's job is just to kill, steal, and destroy. Can I remind you to remind him who he is? He's a liar and the father of it.
That's right.
Lord, maybe this was just for me. Thank you, Lord, for once again reminding me, God, why you let me out of prison, but most of all, why you saved my soul. God, you know every heart here this evening. You know every little dark spot of everyone's life and where they're at. God, you know how they're being attacked, how they get discouraged along the way. But I'm so thankful, Lord, that I've read the book. And God, you still sit up on your throne all by yourself. God, I read there, Lord, where you said, casting all your care upon you, God, because you care. God, we love you for that. Yes. We praise you for that. And we give you all glory and honor, for us in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, before I shut up, I want to give you God's phone number, because you're going to need to call him along the way. Jeremiah 33:3 says this. This is God's phone number. Call unto me. He didn't say call the preacher. He said call unto me. And I will, there's a promise again, answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. God still sits on his throne. God bless you.
All right, very good. Thank you, brother. Got an idea that wasn't just for you. Hey.